so I, from beginning, I knew I wanted to shoot the film fully in Iraq. I knew I wanted to shoot with non-actors because we were looking for specific kind of characters, faces that reminds us of 1990s. So some kind of documentary element to add to the story. But at the same time, we actually were offered to be fully financed in case we decided, but on one condition, to shoot the film outside Iraq. So as a filmmaker, this was a non-negotiable agreement for me. I was willing to risk and not shoot the film over shooting the film in a different location. So we shot the film fully in Iraq. We shot it in the marshes, the birthplace of Epic of Gilgamesh, one of the, you know, sites that's on UNESCO heritage sites. And along that, we go on a journey from the marshes to the city, to this, and see the cities in Iraq and how the difference between two societies is. Working with non-actors, you know, it has its advantages and disadvantages. It's a bit tricky in a sense of, like, you cannot just give them a script and ask them to come the next day prepared to audition or perform the script. So it's a lot of, you know, knowing, it's a different kind of element of knowing the people that you're dealing with, how their emotional reaction, arc, everything. So it's about adapting, how can you adapt and bring the reality into what you have written to. We visited tons of locations, tons of schools, tons of, you know, everywhere that we could have looked for actors, for kid actors, we did. But, you know, in Iraq, we don't have acting schools for children. We don't have acting workshops for children. So we didn't have an infrastructure that we can, or resource that we can just go and tap into it. So it was, all of it was street casting. Actually, the character of the girl, the main actress, she was the last one to be cast. And we cast her because, you know, we had people going around and looking, and I received a video of her, a 30 seconds video of her saying her name, the school and what class she is. And we actually called the parents later that day and immediately felt there is something that, you know, I wanna work with here. But we called the parents the same day or the next day. But unfortunately, they were not. They were opposed to the idea to have their daughter in the film. But you know, it took a lot of convincing and talking until like they turned to be very supportive of her to be in the film. Unfortunately, we don't have film industry. We have individual trials and attempts to make films. But, you know, industry does not happen unless there is a continuous support, that there is investment, and then there is a willingness to take a risk. We get some support, but it's not enough to create an industry. And unfortunately, because of that, and, you know, again, not to bring everything to that, but, like, because of sanctions for 13, 15 years, Iraq did not catch up with the world cinematically, artistically, in the sense of cinema. So we have this big gap that was left, and now we are trying to build an industry, do that, but do films. But that's unfortunately impossible with the kind of support that is being offered now. It's a shy kind of support, so like we will need a lot more than that. And festivals, like, you know, being here, playing, getting awards in Cannes is what is helpful for us to spotlight our films, to get investment, to get support, and to show people that our stories can travel the world, can have an audience, a worldwide idea, an audience around the world, and that is very important for us. So it is very much, you know, something people going to the theater to watch an Iraqi film. It's something so meaningful and magnificent for us, and also supportive to cinema, growing cinema like the one in Europe.